You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome, one and all, to TJ and Jody's house. Just so you know, Jody burped right before we started recording, and then she goes, skew me, which is what she always does.
I didn't know I did. I burp?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gracious.
And then you said, skew me. Skew me. Skew me.
Sorry.
Should have saved it for the show, though. That would have been entertaining.
It was a quiet one.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we are sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, the best in the business. When you need furniture, when you need living room, bedroom, all of that furniture. That
pillow.
You need, it's all there. All there. And top of the line stuff.
Yep. Great people.
Mm-hmm.
Fun people. I think they're fun.
I don't know, but you're around them more than I am because I can't be, because technically they are fans of mine, so I don't hang out with fans.
I don't think. Okay.
I think they are.
Okay.
Yeah, they they work with you, Jody, and they're fans of mine.
Okay.
Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Yeah, they have a delivery team that's so great, so polite. And knowledgeable and all that, and they can handle the whole Charlotte area, the whole area. Mm-hmm. And they have several locations of their stores in the Lake Norman area. And what is it? They got a Denver store. They got Mooresville has a regular store, and then an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Cornelia
has a store. Mm-hmm. I mean, we remember when they were just in a strip mall in Mooresville beside a sports bar and a grocery store.
Yeah.
And then they've just grown and grown and grown because they're doing stuff right. And you need to be buying furniture and mattresses and stuff from Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Check them out online at acetj.com/mattress. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress sounds like a sweet deal to me. You haven't even said anything, Jody, about the difference. Something that you have asked for that I've done, and you haven't mentioned a word about it. I'm not wearing a hat today.
Oh, okay.
So doesn't matter what I do if you're not going to notice it. So
I am wearing one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's wearing a giraffe hat today. If you're not watching on the video, it looks like a hat that a giraffe would wear.
Well, I love this hat because my favorite animal is a giraffe, and my favorite color is green. So it had both of that. Now, however, it says high on it, H-I-G-H.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get high, but it's just cute. I like it.
It is cute. It's adorable. And what else? Oh, we're a little bit, or I am, anyway, I don't want to speak for my lovely bride, but I am struggling today. I'm been kind of, you know, what do you call it when you can't focus on something? Unfocused. It's the way I've been today.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had a really busy week and weekend. Mm-hmm. For the weekend, we'll start calling this the weekend report.
Yeah.
What all we've done over the weekend. It started Thursday night. We had an event that we attended, and I was actually the MC of the event.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are still raving about my performance, as you can imagine. It was for the Lake Norman Currents magazine, the awards show, the awards banquet for all of their you know, the Reader's Choice Best Businesses and stuff. And that was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. We got a cool cutting board with our logo of our TJ and Jody's house on it.
You should have brought that up to the TV studio.
I should have. Maybe I will at the break.
And in the break, you'll go get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
It was a fun event.
And then Friday, we had an event with a friend of ours named Erin. She started a new business. Mm-hmm. It's called Evergreen. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. We had to go into the big city for that.
It was fun.
The big city of Charlotte.
Yeah, and it was decorated so pretty. Everything was had plants and...
And you got to keep a plant.
Yeah. Yep. Got to keep a little plant. And
Jody didn't know what to do with it.
No, it was a propagation system, like table. So you take the plant that was propagating, and I have no clue what to do, but my neighbor is so great at plants. So I sent her a picture and said, here it is. What's my next step? So apparently I have to just put it in a windowsill and wait for the roots to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there anything nasty you want to say about that neighbor, since you know for a fact she never listens to our podcast? I think we could say it'll never get back to her. She'll never know if we said it.
Walk together 2 to 3 days a week. So she feels like she lives the podcast. Mm-hmm. She's with me 2 to 3 days mm-hmm. a week where we do our walking.
Right.
So we're together 3 hours a week.
Whatever. Her name's Julie.
Julie. Yeah. Yeah, but she is the plant lady. Mm-hmm. She says I'm becoming one, but I don't want to admit it. I said, I don't think I am.
What proof
I don't
does she have
do.
Of that? That you're
because I ask
you,
questions.
You do have one blooming out here.
I know. I have a hibiscus. I'm so excited. A hibiscus flower bloomed. I thought I had killed it because I transplanted it, but I guess it was just adjusting to me transplanting.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at me like that? Plants. Does my hair look weird?
No, don't trans the plants.
Oh. Anyway. Yeah, so I have a plant growing.
No, your hair looks cute like that.
Thank you.
How did that happen?
Accidentally.
Yeah, because I've never seen it like that before. But we just met, so
yeah.
How would I know?
I just pulled it over. I was like, wait, I'll just do this. Mm-hmm. It's not on my neck.
And then we had a cookout over at some friends' house, Jody's friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From Bible study.
Yes.
And that was a lot of fun.
It was so fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you got to play a game that you love.
Yeah, there's a game. It's called Bottle Smash, but then it used to be called Polish Horseshoes.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. Mm-hmm. And you throw frisbees and knock a bottle off of a stick, and then the people on the other side have to catch the bottle and the frisbee before it hits the ground, or the other team scores points. It's just a lot of fun. And we ordered one as soon as we got back. Jody ordered one yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it today?
And listen, I forgot to tell you, my friend that I told her we ordered one that mm-hmm. had it at her house. She told me that while we order that, I needed to order you some BioFreeze as well.
For my sore muscles.
He was very sore.
Well, I mean, I was diving and all catching uh-huh.
and sacrificing
my body.
And you're not big in games. But I saw that game and I thought, once he gets over there and starts playing that thing, he's going to love it. And I watched you and I'm like, oh, he is so into it now. He's determined to catch it.
Well, do you want to tell people how I ended up going to play the game in the first place?
Well, yeah. So they had they had several things. They had cornhole. They had... another little game on a table, and then they had this game, and then they have a fire pit, and we were sitting around it wasn't lit, and then all of a sudden they said that we needed to light it, and I looked, you know, Mr. Hot Nature Hot Box over here, and I looked at him and they said, do you want to play the game? And you know, and I'm like, he doesn't love games and he doesn't love to be hot. And I looked at him, I said, you got a choice. You either sit here and burn up or you go play a game.
Yeah.
And so he went and played the game and he had fun.
And the thing that I was all into was the fact that I was sitting in front of that fire pit that wasn't on, and I was sitting in a very comfortable Adirondack chair.
We all know he loves
those. I love an Adirondack.
Oh, my gosh. He was so happy. He had the little cup holder. He was so happy.
Yeah.
But then they started the fire.
They started building a fire.
And he had to go. But you know what? I've decided our son and our daughter and I have decided that our son is like you. Like, you're like, no, I don't want to play a game. But then if you're pushed to do it, you have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the same way.
Well, it's because I pretty much make the best of everything, Joni, every situation.
Okay.
You know that.
Yeah.
You know me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a lemons into lemonade kind of guy. You know?
And all the men were playing cornhole, and I'm sitting outside. Everybody's outside, and I'm like, where's my husband? And so I go in the house, and I said, what are you doing? He goes, they didn't ask me to play. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is so rude. So yesterday I was like, they really didn't ask you to play? And he goes, yeah, they asked me to play. He was eating.
Yeah. Well, there were a bunch of us in there, and we were eating in the kitchen. And then we started talking about the debate from Thursday night. And then I was talking most, and then everybody else was eating, so they got through eating before I did, and then that's when they said, hey, you want to go play cornhole? And I was like, I got sausage dog left here, I gotta get on. So
because he was trying to get out of playing a game.
No, I wasn't, because there was only I probably wouldn't have played anyway, because they had four people already.
Oh, okay.
And then there were the Adirondacks.
Oh yeah, you saw those,
were out
huh?
there. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was, I have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So, we got a lot more to tell you about some, exciting stuff, that happened Saturday, and some stuff that is, that we have to plan for coming up. I know. It's Shock Podcast is what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll get to all that next. Hang on.
TJ and Jody's house.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
TJ and Jody's House.
Hey, welcome back to TJ and Jody's House, the most celebrated podcast in our home. Well, except for the Ace and TJ podcast, TJ's podcast, and TJ's political show.
Golly.
The rest of them, this is the most celebrated outside of those in our home. All right, so Jody went and got the cutting board thing that they gave us from Lake Norman Currents magazine.
Look how cute.
And I'm pretty sure that's the first time our logo has ever been on anything other than the computer.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That didn't sound like an old man, did it?
The house.
We got
is
our
rough.
Logo on the computer. Let me see it. I never even
feel the house.
Oh, feel the house. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's nice.
I know.
Can people see that?
Yes. Uh huh. That's a perfect position right there.
Thank you. That's heavy too.
I know. I love it.
Be careful that doesn't get
so
swiped across your butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Wham. That's what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Saturday, we went on a big, big day out with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael. It wasn't a small town adventure. Mm-hmm. It was just a big day out because she had her family. Some of her family was in town visiting. Her brother, his name is Ron. and her sister-in-law, Hallie. And then two of their boys came on the trip from Lincoln, Nebraska, their oldest two children. And their names are Cajun and Shug. So that was...
And they have five boys.
Yeah, they have. And how old is Cajun? Is he seven?
He's the oldest. Or eight. He's going into third grade.
Yeah. And so imagine you got five boys that age, mm-hmm. how much chaos it
and
is.
And a set of twin boys.
Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, we had to go do fun things that kids are into. So we took them to several bars.
No, we did not go to bars.
But we were at a game place. You know how I love those. And Jody, that's my wife, Jody, and little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael went off to the bar in the game place to find beers. And then Ron and Hallie went with Shug, the younger of the two boys that were here. And they were playing games, and they just looked at me and said, okay, you've got Cajun. Their names are really Caden and Crew. And then her brother's name is Ryan, and Haley is her sister-in-law. But I call people nicknames if I like them. So I'm following him around. He's just running from game to game, and they just swipe this card and then play, and then the tickets that they win on each game gets put onto their card. They don't have to wait on them to be printed out or anything. It's a lot different than it was when our kids were little. And so he's doing one of those little basketball hot shot things, and they've told us for, you know, since he was really small that he's a natural athlete, that he's just good at everything that he does that's a sport. And so we had seen videos of him playing these games before where he's just like, doom, 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 one after the other, just sinking them all. So I'm standing there with him, and I'm watching him, and he's doing well. And this this old guy behind me comes by, and he goes, "Your little grandson, good." Oh, man, your little grandson, good. And I said, yeah, he's pretty good.
Did that make you feel weird that that was the first time you've been, like, somebody called you out saying you look like a grandfather?
I don't know that it's the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but no, it didn't.
I mean, it didn't? I didn't know if it would be weird.
If I didn't know and I saw, you know, what I look like with a little bitty kid, and,
yeah.
And I would think that that's the person's grandson.
Right. Right.
But I guess technically, are we old? Yeah, we could have had a grandson that's 7 or 8 years old.
Heck, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we
but
could.
But it didn't bother me. No big, not until now, since you made me feel weird about it.
I just wondered.
Does that really bother you that you look so old?
I mean, we are old.
No, remember we were walking on the beach and that little baby came running up to us that time.
Oh, yeah.
And his dad came chasing him and said, no, that's not me, Pop, and Pop.
That's right.
And that was several years ago.
Yeah.
And we looked like grandparents then.
We looked like grandparents. Oh, well.
He thinks you're Mimi and Pop or whatever.
I was like, oh, okay.
So
that was probably shocking to me.
Yeah, that hit you harder than
yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
My Nana was 40 when my brother was born.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents had been married for a while.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What, my dad was 50 mm-hmm. when Lainey was born.
Yeah. So it's no big deal.
We're just old.
Yeah. So then, you know, we went, had big, big fun. And we didn't get home super late.
We went to Topgolf.
Oh, yeah, we went to Topgolf.
And he was good at that, too. Both of them were. Both those little children were.
Yeah.
It was fun. Then we went to eat. And no, we did not get home super late.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But so I don't know why I'm feeling it.
I don't either.
So I'm still tired.
Hmm.
Yeah. But Jody had some sort of an episode. Well, first of all, this hasn't been a good week for you physically Friday night, you got stung by something out at the barbecue.
Yeah.
What do you think that was? Do you think it was like a tarantula or something?
No. I don't know what it was.
Was it bad? Was it a just, hornet?
It was a big sting. I don't know. It's fine.
Hmm. But then she threw up just out of nowhere.
I did.
So she's been doing part-time fill-in stuff at this, what would you call it?
It's a med spa.
At a med spa.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And gives her a little something to do, you know?
I do love it. So do you want me to tell what happened?
Tell me what happened.
So I had to work Wednesday and Thursday. So Wednesday I got into work about 12 and I had eaten before I left, and probably about 1 I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I feel nauseated, and I'm not sickly. I do, and I'm not one to really throw up. But I didn't feel well. So I told one of the girls standing there, I'm like, I feel kind of nauseated. She goes, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I just don't feel good. So I just kind of, you know, ignored it. And then someone came in, a rep came in, was selling something, and I'm up there alone and I'm talking to her and she's going on and on. And I mean, all of a sudden that feeling that you fight to not be sick comes on, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm either going to get sick right here in this, right in front of this lady, or I'm going to have to just excuse myself and hope I make it to the bathroom. So I just said, can you excuse me a minute? And I took off down to the end of the hall, shut the door, got sick, felt 1,000 times better after I got sick, you know, rinsed my mouth out, came out. And then the woman who owns the place said, are you okay? She was in her office. I said, no. And I told her what happened, and she said, well, I knew that wasn't like you. You took off, and then I heard you cough, and I said, oh, no. And I said, so I talked to that lady. She's gone. I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I feel so much better. And then I texted you because I was trying to figure out, I had eaten 2 eggs. I had an English muffin. I had yogurt. And I said, can you double-check the dates on those? But I'm a stickler about that. So he sends back. He's like, it's August. So I'm thinking, what could that be?
Because
I'm
still... The expiration date is August.
August, expiration date, yeah. And I'm sitting there thinking, I feel so much better. And then it dawns on me. I told a while back, if you were listening, I said I started bee pollen. And 1/4 a teaspoon of bee pollen in my yogurt. Well, that morning, I was too lazy to get up and go get the 1/4 teaspoon. So I just poured it into the yogurt. I have no clue. It could have been a tablespoon. Stirred it in there and ate. And I think that's what made me sick, because I was not sick again. I felt fine. And then when I Googled, it said nausea and vomiting if you take too much bee pollen.
And she's very susceptible to medications. Mm-hmm. It's like she gets sick easily.
Yeah. But
reactions.
I stayed until 7 o'clock that night working and I was fine. And I mean, it was sweet. They were like, are you okay? I'm like, I promise. Yeah. I'm good. I'm all good now. I feel fine. I'm good to go.
Yeah, it's a good thing you were in a medical facility. I mean,
yeah,
they could have, you know, come in there if you needed it in, yeah, an emergency and,
well,
brought you some I don't know, face cream or something to eat.
She was a nurse practitioner for years. I was okay.
Here, take this Botox.
Yeah.
It'll make you feel better.
Anyway, I love working there. I love feeling in there. Everybody comes in there is happy because everybody's getting pretty.
You know what you need? A facial and a massage. That'll make you feel better.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, good. And I was worried to death.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
How many times did I check back?
And then the
back?
Next day I worked, the lady that owns the place texted me and said, no bee pollen for you. I said, no, I will not. I promise.
Yeah, you'd have been better off being stung by a bee.
Ugh, I think I would.
Mm. All right. Okay, so we got to talk about what we're going to do for the upcoming holiday.
What are we doing?
I don't know. We got to talk about it.
Oh.
We'll know after we talk about it.
Yay.
Coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
So Independence Day is this week. So is it Thursday? Is the 4th?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So and a lot of people taking off Friday. So I mean that's almost like a vacation time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that we'll be cooking out or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether I want to just stick with the regular hot dogs and burgers and sausages and all of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
or whether I really want to get into something.
Okay, know? but don't get into something that's going to take a lot of time.
See, and that's the thing. If I want to get into something and really, you know, flex my culinary muscle, then it does take a while.
Well, then we don't.
And
need
that'll take time away from
the, like, know,
the activities,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll probably have that bottle game by then, right?
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
So.
And we also play Holy Board.
I do know one thing that I'm doing, though, as a delicious, refreshing dessert. Ugh. For.
Oh. What?
What is that?
What? What is
I'm
it?
I'm going to do a watermelon pie. I saw somebody making on the social medias. Well, actually, theirs was strawberry watermelon, but I think I'm going to do just watermelon. Oh, it'll be so good, girl. It'll be so good.
Is it time-consuming?
No. Easy peasy.
Really?
Is what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. What were you? You were already talking about you were going to cook something.
No, I just said I may make some strawberry cookies.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then.
Maybe.
That'll be
but
good.
I'm not if you're going to make that.
Why? It's a little pie. It's just one pie.
Oh. Does everybody like watermelon, though?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think
I
so.
I don't care.
Oh. Ooh. All right.
Well, they don't have to eat it.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'll find out. But that's you can have more than one dessert, even if it was not, you know, just cookies and a pie. You can have more than one mm-hmm. dessert. See, Jody comes from that world that, because her parents are not Southern born and bred. And so, like, at Thanksgiving, Jody is fine with just, like, one dessert or two desserts. Whereas country people grow up on Thanksgiving having a bunch of desserts out to choose from.
I understand that for Thanksgiving.
And then, so anytime there's something else coming up and I want to do a dessert and she was planning on doing a dessert, then she's just like, one or the other.
And you have to eat something sweet after you eat, don't you?
So?
No, I mean, is that a Southern thing, too?
No.
Oh.
No. That's just my 600-pound life thing.
What is that doctor's name?
I don't know.
That's your 600-pound life?
Yeah, I told
okay.
I told Ace the other day, you know how he and his wife have been on the verge of being on several, or been mm-hmm. asked about being on several reality shows and mm-hmm. stuff. They want to be on a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, well, you're not the only one. I got contacted by a reality show the other day that wants me. Mm-hmm. And he goes, really? You know, he's all excited. What was it? And I said, my 600-pound life.
That's sad.
But anyway, I was just trying to do something. I may, in order to spice it up a little bit, I may get a different sausage or something. You know.
What about that chicken you do wrapped in bacon?
Oh yeah, I could do that.
They would love that. Mm-hmm. I bet.
Sure would.
But you could do it kind of ahead of time, have it ready, and just put it on the grill. That actually sounds yummy.
So true, Jody. Good idea.
And maybe some corn on the cob. They love corn on the cob.
You're not
on the grill.
Mm-mm.
I'll do a corn dip.
Yeah. That's the other thing you said you were going to do, a spinach dip.
I was, but I think I'll do corn dip.
Okay.
Well, I'll ask them what they would prefer.
You know what little friend Jenny's going to say?
Corn.
Mm-mm.
She likes spinach?
She's going to say both.
Well, she should be on 600-pound life, but she weighs 6 pounds, and I don't know how.
She's on my 16-pound life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They should do a show on her of what all she eats and drinks and show that she doesn't gain 1 ounce. Drives me crazy. I'm so jealous. Yeah.
So when we're at their house for these summer things, we grill because they have a grill. And then when they're here, I cook on the Blackstone because my grill got destroyed in a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
But the only person that's ever used that grill is me. They don't know how to use it. They just bought it so it can be there for me to use.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can spice it up a little bit.
Sure.
But are we only doing one day, or are we doing more than one day grilling?
You have to talk to her. I don't know.
Y'all plan all that. Let me know.
Okay.
I don't get into that women's work of planning things.
Okay.
I just do the man's work.
All right.
Which is the cooking and the baking.
Okay.
And food prep.
And asking, what are we eating? What are we eating? What are we eating?
Yeah.
600-pound life.
Okay.
Oh. Well,
glad I gave you something new to throw at me after you've had a couple glasses of wine.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. I think we're finished.
No. What else can we say?
What else can we say?
Hey, I want to watch that new Celine Dion documentary.
Okay.
You want to watch it?
If we can cut this off right now, we'll go watch it.
But do you want to watch it? Is
sure.
Because I was looking to watch it by myself if you didn't.
Do you want to watch it by yourself?
No.
Okay, but you told me to watch the one about the Nick and Aaron Carter by myself, right? You didn't want to watch that one?
No, I did not.
Okay. All right.
Did you already watch it?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No,
I can tell by your face.
I haven't, I swear. I may not watch it. I don't know if I'm that interested in it.
I'm interested. But they say the Celine Dion one's sad, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know about today then. I don't want to be sad.
No, we're not going to do that today. I'm going to go to bed early.
You going to bed now? What time is it? Oh, yeah. Go to bed now.
What is it, 3?
3.
You need to go to bed.
Go on to bed. Mm. Get you some rest.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to say hey to my new friend, TJ, who is a hairdresser in Cornelius, North Carolina.
That's right. I didn't get to meet him the other night.
He works for place called Local Salon.
Aww.
And he came up after the event that we did for Lake Norman Currents magazine the other night, and they won one of the awards.
Yeah.
And he was dying to meet me because he went every day when his mom would take him to school, he'd listen to us. They would listen to us on the radio.
That's nice.
And he was super sweet. So
yeah.
Hey, TJ, hey, at TJ. Local Salon in Cornelius.
Wish I had met him.
Yeah, you were too busy over there with the fancies.
I was mingling.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's it. Thanks for watching and listening and all of that and for your support. Go to Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Make sure you go do that, or at least just go to acetj.com/mattress and check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.